This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Fighting is raging on multiple fronts in Ukraine, with intense combat in the besieged port city of Mariupol and Russian attacks around the outskirts of the capital, Kyiv. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The time has come to restore territorial integrity and justice for Ukraine. Otherwise, Russia's costs will be so high that you'll not be able to rise again for several generations. This was Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's message to Russian President Vladimir Putin. The remarks came after Moscow held a mass rally in support of its Bogdan forces. In his overnight video address, Zelensky accused the Kremlin of deliberately creating a human catastrophe. Meanwhile, fighting throughout Ukraine continued. Several Kyiv suburbs such as Irpin, Hostomel and Bucha were under fire, and the city of Slavutich, over 100 miles north of the capital, was apparently completely isolated by Russian forces. In the besieged southeastern port of Mariupol, fighting raged between the two sides over the Azovstal steel plant, one of the biggest in Europe. I'm Karen Chamas.
UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, said more than 3.3 million Ukrainians have left since the war began February 24th. Another 58,030 joined the exodus since Friday's update. Filippo Grandi, the UNHCR chief, said people continue to flee because they're afraid of bombs, airstrikes, and indiscriminate destruction. He said aid is vital but cannot stop fear. Only stopping the war can. Some 90% of those who have fled are women and children. Ukrainian men aged 18 to 60 are eligible for military call-up and cannot leave. From Washington, this is VOA News. China's official Xinhua news agency signed new rules on the supervision of military equipment purchase contracts on Saturday as part of long-term efforts by the country to modernize its military. China aims to complete the modernization of its armed forces by 2035. It hopes to turn the People's Liberation Army into a world-class military by the middle of the century. Chinese President Xi Jinping, who's also chairman of the commission that oversees the armed forces, has continually pushed for new rules and regulations to assess, procure, and test weaponry and equipment. The rules will come into effect March 20th. The announcement comes one day after Xi had a video call with U.S. President Joe Biden, during which they discussed the Ukraine war. Biden warned China in that call against supporting Russia's attack on Ukraine. For decades, Russia has aided China in modernizing its military, supplying its neighbor with weapons and equipment from naval guns to transport aircraft. Afghanistan is the unhappiest country in the world. That's according to a so-called World Happiness Report released ahead of the UN-designated International Day of Happiness on Sunday. Afghanistan ranked last among 149 countries surveyed. Lebanon was the world's second saddest country. Botswana, Rwanda, and Zimbabwe rounded out the bottom five. Finland ranked first for the fourth year running, followed by Denmark and Switzerland, with Iceland and the Netherlands also in the top five. Four U.S. Marines were killed when their Osprey aircraft crashed in a Norwegian town in the Arctic Circle during a NATO exercise unrelated to Russia's war in Ukraine, according to authorities on Saturday. Norway's prime minister tweeted that the Marines died in the crash on Friday night. The cause is under investigation. Norwegian police had reported bad weather in the area. The Marines were taking part in a NATO exercise called Cold Response. The Cold Response drill includes around 30,000 troops, 220 aircraft, and 50 vessels from 27 countries. The World Health Organization said Saturday that the world is at a dangerous moment in the fight against diseases like polio. The official spoke as efforts began to immunize 23 million children across five African countries after an outbreak in Malawi. And recapping our top story for the hour, Russian forces have pushed deeper into Ukraine's besieged and battered port city of Mariupol. Heavy fighting has shut down a major steel plant there, and local authorities in the city are pleading for more Western help. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.